He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Best Stocks Now show weekly wrap of the markets. And a look back at all that can occur during this past week that may impact your 401k, your IRA, your college funds, maybe your savings, etc., etc., etc. Well, we saw a seismic shift from the Fed this past week as the Fed becomes more hawkish, moving up the date for rate hikes. The inflation debate continues as the Fed finally admits that it may be a little bit more than transitory, this current inflationary trend. The dollar rises after the Fed announcement big time, and the reflation trade sells off big on Thursday. Commodities, cyclicals, precious metals, and financials. What was that all about? And does that mean that a new trend is here with us? The NASDAQ and the S&P 500, in the meantime, hit new all-time highs while the Dow is now struggling. Hey, what happened to that big shift from growth to value back in February? Now we seem to be going back to growth again. It's enough to make investors crazy. The growth trade seems to be back, however, as value stocks stumble. We'll talk about that a little bit during today's show. And this past week, Wells Fargo updated their 2022 S&P 500 target price. That's 2022, folks, not this year, but next year. How does their target price compare with mine? And how do we come up with those target prices on the S&P 500 that are so important? Because the market trades on future earnings expectations. And what do I think of those controversial cryptos? Well, welcome to the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, partner and portfolio manager with Southport Capital, former CEO of Gunderson Capital Management. Southport Capital, with branches all across the U.S. You know, we've picked up a lot of new radio affiliates across the country here over the past couple of weeks. And we're going to look back at this past week of trading in the market. It was wild and it was woolly. The Fed did a seismic shift that may have a big impact on your savings, your 401ks, your retirement accounts. If you don't make a few little changes here, which brings up the debate that we have all the time, active versus passive management, while the whole industry is pretty much zigged towards passive management, ETFs, asset allocations. I still believe in active management. I've been an active manager for the last 21 years in the market. My name's Bill Gunderson, and I got into this business 21 years ago. I spent some time as an analyst on Wall Street, writing up research reports on various companies out on the West Coast, where I was based for many years in San Diego, California. I moved to Charleston, South Carolina about 3 years ago. Actually, I live in Mount Pleasant, which is just across the harbor from Charleston. We have some world-famous fishing here, but I'm a fishing guide in the stock market, okay? You know, I see these fishing guides out on the water most days. Well, I'm on the waters of the market every day. Every day in the market from 6 in the morning till about 4 in the afternoon, East Coast time. I've been doing that for the last 21 years as a professional money manager. So maybe I've got some words of wisdom and some good analysis of this market over the past week for you. I've also been on the radio for the last 21 years, from a little show in San Diego to a current nationwide show that I've had for quite some time in several markets across America. I also write a weekly newsletter that I've been writing for the last 21 years. It's called The Best Stocks Now newsletter. But it's not just about best stocks now. Oh, there's mutual funds. There's ETFs. There's the macro outlook of the S&P 500. There's technical analysis of all the major asset classes. I also invented the Best Stocks Now app, which you can view at www.beststocksnowapp.com. I'm pretty proud of that. I invented it for my own use as a professional money manager. You know, when I was living in San Diego, I lived on the Pacific Ocean, and we went fishing in summertime, searching for those elusive tuna schools. If you had a little bit of intel, at least you knew where to point the boat so you didn't waste a lot of gas and fuel and time and effort and money. You could at least head out to a high-probability spot, and that's what the app does for me. The BestStocksNowApp.com has almost 6,000 stocks, ETFs, and mutual funds, and it helps point me in the right direction as a professional money manager every day. I don't have time to go through 6,000 different securities on a daily basis, so I have a grading system that I came up with. It's based on momentum, and it's based on performance, and it's based on valuations. Okay, some people in the market are pure value investors. They buy value stocks only. Others are pure momentum investors, just looking at charts of stocks or a sentiment, etc. I have found over the years that the answer lies somewhere in the middle. Value stocks has drawbacks. You know, a lot of those value stocks are nothing more than value traps. And without any momentum, they can go nowhere for a long, long time. And the drawbacks with pure momentum investing is it leaves value out of the equation. It leaves valuation out of the equation. And we learned back in the year 2000 that valuation does matter. We saw the NASDAQ sell off by 79%. Back in the year 2000 to 2002, during the dot-com bubble. We also saw a big bear market in 08 and 09 when valuation hit the market again. We had an asset bubble in the housing market, and a lot of people were getting home loans that probably shouldn't have gotten them. It increased the demand for housing. It drove housing prices up, and you know what happened. We had the big financial crisis, the Great Recession of 2008-2009, which brought about a 53% correction bear market to the S&P 500, which brings up the subject once again of active versus passive. I believe in being active. It's an active world out there. Things change. Interest rates change. The world climate changes. Balance of power changes. Interest rates. We've got the Fed policy, monetary policy, fiscal policy. How can you be passive in a very active world? It also brings up the subject of market timing. Now, I've been pretty much invested in the market since 2009. That's when earnings of the S&P 500 bottomed. And we've basically had a 12-year economic expansion. And that expansion is still taking place. And earnings for the S&P 500 have been going up every year for the last 12 years, except for the COVID year, which you can put an asterisk next to, right? Hopefully that was a one-off, an extraordinary event that won't occur again. Well, with earnings going up every year, the S&P has followed right along. That's why the earnings estimates for next year are so important, and we'll get to that a little bit later in the show. But I do believe in a little bit of market timing. I do not want to own stocks or have much exposure to them when the earnings of the S&P start to roll over and start to contract instead of expand, which they've been doing for the last 12 years. I don't want to own a lot of stocks during a recession in the U.S. That's why we watch all these leading indicators. We look at all these forward indicators to try to get an idea of where the market is headed. But what we want to try to avoid is that 79% hit that the NASDAQ took in 2000 and that the S&P, the 53% hit that it took in 2008-2009. That's why I believe in active trading, not real hyperactive, not day trading, but hypervigilant, let's call it. And I also believe in always looking in the rearview mirror to watch out for that next bear market, that next recession that may creep up on us. Well, a good place to start with Bill Gunderson is to get my weekly newsletter. I publish it and send it out every Saturday morning, and I offer 2 free weeks to anybody who asks. Go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back. Here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now show, weekly wrap-up of what occurred in the market this past week and in the economy. It was quite a full week of news. I think the Fed probably dominated the news this past week, inflation, things like that. We'll get to that in a bit. But for all of you who are just finding this show here, I'm Bill Gunderson. I'm a partner, portfolio manager with Southport Capital, branches all across the U.S. I'm the former CEO of Gunderson Capital Management. I've been a fee-based money manager, a professional money manager for the last 21 years. I like putting together portfolios of individual stocks and individual bonds. I'm not the biggest fan of ETFs. I feel like, you know, ETFs are like a big bag of baseball cards. There's some good ones in there, and there's a lot of mediocre ones in there. I'd rather cherry pick. That's why I call my show the Best Stocks Now show. My newsletter, weekly newsletter, the Best Stocks Now newsletter, and the app that I invented at www.beststocksnowapp.com. It also has that Best Stocks Now moniker in it. I manage about 5 or 6 portfolios. Is it 5, 6? I have an ultra growth, which is small and mid caps. And, of course, these are listed in the newsletter every week. You can see what I actually own and how those portfolios have done. I have a premier growth portfolio, which is large cap growth stocks. I have a dividend and growth portfolio. I have an emerging growth portfolio, which are emerging companies. And I have a bond portfolio where we own individual bonds. You know, it's a tough time to be in bond funds because interest rates look like they're going to continue to probably head up from here. The Fed signaled this past week that, you know, the early 2022 now, they moved that up quite a bit, that they will be looking at hiking interest rates, and that kind of sent a chill through the market. We saw a big rise in the dollar on Thursday, the day after the Fed announcement. We saw a big sell-off in the reflation stocks, the cyclicals, the financials, the commodities, the precious metals. Why? Because of that big jump in the dollar. Now, things are kind of moderating here on Friday, but we do have the growth stocks coming back into favor, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. I also have products. A lot of people listen to my show, which I do through the week, Monday through Friday. You can look up, you can go to GundersonCapital.com and find those weekly shows, which I also upload to my website as a podcast and to all the podcast sites. The Best Stocks Now show, which is live every day, many cities across America. I do a one-hour show on the market, which I've done for the last 21 years. Well, this past week, I would say the biggest highlight for me in the market was the resurgence of the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ actually, as of Thursday, was up 1% since last Thursday. The other indexes, the Dow, was down 2%. Now, this is just the opposite of what's been going on since February. I'm pretty much a growth investor. I love growth stocks. I like to buy them at reasonable prices. I love superior growth stocks. I'm not into Kimberly-Clark and Procter & Gamble and IBM. No, I consider those stocks of yesteryear. I call them soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear. Hey, this is 2022, 2021. Look at the changes we've seen in technology, in social media, in semiconductors, in the cloud, in electric vehicles. I mean, it's a whole brand new world out there. And I believe in buying the best stocks now in today's world and not the best stocks of yesteryear. Now, having said that, I've been heavily invested in growth stocks for the last several years. And we had a fantastic year, the COVID year. In March of last year, I also write weekly articles for Seeking Alpha. That's seekingalpha.com. I think it's the top website in the world for financial news. I'm also one of the top ranked writers. I'm in the top 4%. According to the companies I've written about and how they've performed, okay? It's not my vocabulary, it's not my spelling, it's not my grammar, it's the actual performance of those stocks that I write about. And we use our best stocks now strategy and ranking system to find those stocks that we consider best stocks now. Well, having said that, last March, we had a massive sell-off in the market. We had COVID come along. We shut down our economy, which has never been done that I can remember. I mean, for a week or two, but not for over 1 year. And it looked really grim and really bleak in March. And I wrote an article, several articles in Seeking Alpha at that time, saying, you know what, it's time to go all in. And here's why. The market looks ahead 12 to 24 months. That's probably one of the biggest mistakes individual investors make. Individual investors look at yesterday, last week, today, tomorrow, next week. The market is a big-time forward-looking vehicle. It's looking ahead 12 to 24 months. It's already priced in this year. It's already priced in the rate hikes that the Fed is threatening us with. Not threatening, it will happen at some point, probably sooner rather than later, because the Fed finally admitted that inflation is starting to kick in. So we had a really good year from February, March of 2020 until February, March of this year. And there was a significant change that took place in March of this year. The high flyers, the Teladocs, the Fivers, the Teslas, etc., the really nosebleed price stocks finally started to roll over after an explosive 12-month move. And the market started moving away from those to value stocks. We haven't seen a rally in value stocks in a long, long time. Well, some people stuck with and stayed with those high flyers, and they got hit for 30 to 35, 40%. In a very short fashion. I did a major move away from the high flyers. I cashed in a lot of them. We had some huge gains in stocks like Fiverr and Upwork and Teladoc and others that did really well during the pandemic, that benefited from the pandemic. But we moved away from those stocks. We didn't sell all of our growth stocks, but we added a bunch of value stocks to our portfolios. They went on a run. And now guess what? The growth stocks are coming back into favor. So it seems to me right now the right place to be is kind of a mix of growth and macro, or growth and value stocks. And I think, you know, large caps are coming back into favor. And I think technology stocks are coming back into favor. Well, more on this when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson's Weekly Wrap of what took place in the market this past week.
Twin soldiers and Nixon coming, real fine. Call out the instigators, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now show with Bill Gunderson, partner and professional money manager, portfolio manager with Southport Capital, branches all across the U.S. A good way to get started with us is to sample the newsletter that I put out every week. Man, it's full of information. It's got the portfolios that I manage. It's got a recap of the big news items from the week in the market and in the economy. I guarantee it's going to affect your 401k, your IRA, your Roth, your college funds, your savings accounts, whatever. The gold nugget you're hiding from the wife in your safe in the basement. Gold took a hit this past week, if you didn't notice, as the dollar went up. But that newsletter is valuable. It's very valuable. It has my top 300 ranked stocks for the week, and that includes a lot of mutual funds and ETFs. I tell you the best asset classes now. I could tell you what's at the top right now, the NASDAQ. There's 33 asset classes that I track. You know, basically there's four asset classes. There's stocks, there's bonds, there's cash, there's precious metals, and I suppose you could throw in the cryptocurrencies, which I'll get to here in a bit. But there's a lot of subcategories of those asset classes. For instance, the stock market, there's a lot of different kinds of stocks. International, emerging markets, small cap, mid cap, large cap, dividend pairs, and on and on and on. So I've broken the asset classes down into 33 different asset classes. And I rank them on a weekly basis. The NASDAQ is back at the top. In other words, growth stocks rule again in the market. I also rank the sectors. There's 66 sectors in the market, everything from aerospace to the auto sector. Boy, has the auto sector expanded with electric vehicles from all around the globe, people getting in on it, new battery technology, etc. To the you've got drug, biotech, you've got the medical, healthcare sector, you got the oil and gas sector, which has had a pretty good year, even though it had a down day on Thursday, the day after the Fed announcement. But ranking those sectors is also very, very critical. And more than anything in the newsletter is my macro call on the market. I am a market timer. But I've been in the market for the last 13 years. A couple times I got a little cautious. But at some point I'll say, you know what? The market's not a good place to be right now. You might want to go into protection mode, okay? Crawl into your cocoon and wait till this storm, whatever it is, there will be another recession. There will be another contraction. There will be another bear market. There will be a direction downwards eventually in the S&P 500 earnings. You know, during the last 13 years, we've grown from $53 in earnings for the S&P 500. Next year's estimates right now are at about $225. Okay, so you've seen almost a 4.5-fold increase in earnings in the S&P 500. What has the market done during that same period of time? It's followed right along. Just like a school of feeding fish follows a school of bait, the market follows earnings. You know, in real estate, it's location, location, location. In the market, I don't care if it's indexes, I don't care if it's ETFs, I don't care if it's individual stocks. It's earnings, earnings, earnings. As long as earnings or net profit continue to grow, the stock or the index doesn't become too expensive, the market and the stocks will follow those earnings higher. But when those earnings start to peak, which they will at some point here in the S&P, and then start to roll over, you want to be really careful. You don't want to get caught in another bear like 2000, which took 79% off the NASDAQ. Many of you were around. I was around. I can raise my hand as a professional money manager back then. The lesson I took away from that 2000 dot-com bubble and shellacking was valuations matter. And that's why my whole strategy in stocks looks at one half of the equation is valuation, okay? Valuation. Doesn't matter if you're buying a donut shop, a dry cleaner, or a tech stock. There's certain ratios like price to earnings, forward price to earnings, price to sales, price to book value, price to cash flow, PEG ratios. All of these are extremely important as it relates to valuation. Momentum's also important, too. Performance. You know what? You can look at the top-ranked stocks in my Best Stocks Now app, and you'll see that over the last 5 years, they've clobbered the S&P 500. You know, everything in the market is relative. Maybe the S&P's averaged 16% per year over the last 3 years. Well, there are stocks that have doubled that performance. These are the kind of stocks that I'm looking at, the superior growth stocks. And obviously, they're going to come from certain sectors in the market right now. The auto sector has been very generous over the last couple of years. You know, my 21 years in the business, I saw the computer revolution where pretty soon everybody had a personal computer. You know, that wasn't the case 30 years ago. I still remember getting my first personal computer. It weighed about 70 pounds, you know. It had two colors on the screen, and a lot's happened since then in computing power. We saw a whole revolution in the computer. And we saw an entire revolution in the cell phone, in the phone, the telephone, going to, what it is today, our camera, our music collection, our appointments, our calendar, tweeting with one another, and this and that. Does it still ring, and can I still make a phone call on it? Yeah, I guess so. But there's been an entire revolution. The sector that's undergoing a revolution right now is the automobile sector, without question. Technology. In automobiles, it's becoming a technology gadget that will drive by itself someday. Just tell it where you want to go. And hopefully those electric batteries will carry you there without using fossil fuels. You know, you've got companies like Ford, GM, going all in on the electrification. Ford announced this past week that their Lincoln line of cars will be all electric. GM is going all electric. Ford recently came out with their all electric truck, F-150. Tesla's got competition coming into their space that they've dominated here. And it's, Ford stock's a lot cheaper using multiples than Tesla is. Well, the big debate this past week, the big news from this past week, inflation, okay? Is inflation transitory because we're reopening from COVID? Well, you know what? I think it's more than transitory, and the Fed finally admitted to that. This labor shortage is really serious. You know, I had a tire that was giving me issues. It kept losing a little pressure, you know. I took it to the tire store on Thursday. The guy said, we can look at it in about a week and a half. I said, what? They don't have enough help. You go to a restaurant, you might wait 45 minutes for your salad. It may even come after your dinner, which always makes me mad. You know, what are you going to do, though? They don't have the help they need right now. There's a labor shortage. That's pushing wages higher. There's been a shortage of commodities. You've seen oil go above $70 per barrel. You've seen gasoline prices rising. And the Fed finally admitted, hey, maybe this is more than transitory. The PPI came in hot. So what is this impact going forward? Inflation. Well, I think that's one of the reasons you're seeing a move back to the growth stocks. How are you going to stay ahead of inflation? Well, not in the CDs and in the bank. You know, you're losing out to the inflation termites. It looks like inflation's maybe running at 3-4% now. It may even get hotter. That's eating into your savings. The bond market may stay about even with inflation, but the stock market, really, owning equities, is the place to be to stay ahead of inflation. You would think gold would be doing well in this inflationary environment, but it's not. It's doing very poorly. And last but not least, you may be saying, well, maybe cryptocurrencies are the answer. You know, I've been in the business 21 years. I've seen a lot of bubbles. I've seen a lot of different fads come along. I'm not here to knock the cryptocurrencies. I just don't have a good feeling. I think government is the biggest threat to cryptos. I think government wants their own crypto, which would crowd out a lot of these private ones. So that's my take on the cryptos. Now, what should you be doing with your portfolio now? That's what we'll talk about in the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show.
You gotta go where you wanna go.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now show. I like that song. You go where you want to go, do what you want. Well, that's it. I mean, you can manage your own portfolios. You can use this manager. You can use that manager. You can be short the market. You can be long the market. You can have a big stack of cryptocurrencies. You can have a safe full of gold. You go where you want to go. But having said that, you know, I'm in the market every single day from 6 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, all right? And reading all the news items, I look at a lot of stocks during the day, maybe 1,000 a day. So I have a pretty good feel for where the market is at any given time. This is not last year's market, okay? That was a gift that was handed to us last March of 2020, and we went all in. We had one of our best years we've ever had. Okay, there's been some seismic changes that have occurred since then, however. We had a seismic change. If you didn't notice, we have a new president this year. We have a new administration, and that brought about seismic changes in a lot of ways that impact you, impact the economy, impact your wallet, impact your 401k, etc. And the market has done a pretty big about-face here in 2021, backing off of that work-from-home trade, you know, the Teladocs and the Zooms and the Pelotons of the world, which got ultra-expensive. Those stocks were driven up to giddy heights, Tesla, etc. And that all came crashing down in February of this year. Those kinds of stocks went through about a 30 to 35% correction at that time. And since then, it's been really tough sledding in this market. We had a pretty nice run in the value stocks. Now we've got, the Fed doing a seismic change this past week that may cool things off in the commodity sector, the oil patch, the copper stocks, etc. But I still think that the stock market is the place to be. I think bond funds are going to be a poor place to be going forward in a rising interest rate environment, which looks like we'll be in now for quite some time. I do have no problem, however, with owning individual bonds. We have a bond fund of about 10 bonds that come from our Best Stocks Now list. For instance, Netflix. We own a Netflix bond. That bond fund has done incredible over the last 2.5 years since we started it. We publish that in the newsletter every week. You can see what we hold currently and how they've done since purchase and how the portfolio's done since purchase, okay? There's no smoke and mirrors here. It is what it is. And that's in the newsletter that we publish. I publish every week. Be sending it out again this weekend. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. Now, I said I'm one of the top writers on Seeking Alpha. They rank us by performance, and my portfolio, I write about stocks every week in Seeking Alpha. You can follow me there, and of course I do a radio show every day. You can go to my podcast and listen at your leisure at GundersonCapital.com or the podcast sites, iTunes, etc. But we also publish our portfolios every week in the newsletter and the performance thereof and what we own and what changes we've made. We now currently have a combination of value and growth stocks. I think that's kind of where you got to be right now. The seismic change by the Fed impacted the market greatly this past week. I think it caught the market by surprise. You've seen some pretty big sell-off days since then. But I still think the market's the place to be. Wells Fargo came out this past week with the target price on the S&P in 2022 of 4,800 to 5,000. Okay, we're currently around 4,200. So they're still bullish on the market. I've been bullish for 12 years. I'm still bullish on the market. But at the same time, I always have my eyes in the rearview mirror. This expansion in the economy won't last forever. Eventually, we'll go into another earnings recession. The economy will go into a contraction. GDP will go through a couple quarters, who knows how many, of negative growth, and we'll be in recession. That's not a good time to own stocks. That's why I believe in a little bit of market timing. Having said that, like I said, I've been in for the last 12 years, and I got really, really, really bullish back in March of last year. That was a great call. You can find my articles there on Seeking Alpha. I wasn't very popular at the time, you know. I was one of the few saying, go all in, while others were saying, this isn't a pandemic. This is a, this is going to turn into a big, big crisis like we've had in the past, like a plague or something. Well, the market didn't see that. You could see that back in March of last year when the market started to bottom and people started to come in, smart money started to come in. The market went on a heck of a run. The reason I think the stocks are still the best place to be, what are your choices? You could be in cash. You're going to lose 3 to 4% per year in your cash and in your CDs. Maybe a little less than that with the paltry returns you're getting. I don't like bond funds. I think they're subject to interest rates. They are subject to interest rates, and I think the course of least resistance of interest rates going forward is higher. I'm not a fan of cryptocurrency. You can throw eggs at me or whatever you want. I don't think it's going to end well. I'm certainly not a fan of the meme stocks, the Wall Street Bets crowd. You know, buying GameStop and AMC and getting free popcorn along with all of that. But I have a target price on the S&P of about 4,800 to 5,000. I update it weekly in my newsletter. And all these things I've talked about during this past 50 minutes or so that I've been with you, the best way to start is to get 2 free weeks of my newsletter. It's very in-depth. You can just read the parts that you think apply to you. If nothing else, go to the macro outlook of where I think the market is headed, which I update every single week. And if there's signs of trouble, you'll hear it from me first. I'll tell you when it's time to back off after this 12-year bull market. You go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Get 2 free weeks of the newsletter. We're also money managers. I'm a fee-based money manager. I manage these portfolios that I've been talking about. And if you'd like to talk, we have clients all over the country. And we do virtual appointments. We do telephone appointments. We also have offices all over the country. If you'd like to set up an appointment with us, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. And I'll have one of our advisors give you a call. They work under me. And they can tell you all about the portfolios that I manage here at Southport Capital. And don't forget the newsletter, 2 weeks free, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.